Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Assistant Infrastructure Services Director Becca Weatherall. So we have a number of items that we wanted to discuss happening in your department. I'm wondering, maybe we could start by talking about the school zone project. That's one that's been going on for a while. School's out at this point. What is the status of that project?
Yeah, so the school zone project is well underway. The contractor has milled some of the asphalt roads in preparation of resurfacing them. Another major component of this project is redoing the water main and sewer line that goes from Ross Street and connecting it to where Boyer and Arnett intersect right by St. Augustine and the Mishpacotten High School. So part of that project will be putting in 150-millimeter water mains, so the dead end at Ross Street will now be connected with bigger distribution system and replacing the water servicing to St. Augustine. Another component of that as well is replacing some of the sanitary piping there and connecting some new manholes. So very exciting opportunity in terms of updating our infrastructure in and around the school.
All right, plans are to have this complete before the next school year starts then.
Yep, absolutely. So work should be done within the next couple months or so, and everything should be put back into place the way it should be before the school year starts in September.
Well, that's great to hear. We'll move on to the landfill expansion. So in general, the municipality's been looking at expanding the landfill because it needs more space to get rid of waste or to store waste. But what was discussed in the recent council meeting was a change in essentially the entrance area, the area people come in, they get rid of the waste that they brought. That's the main part that was discussed in the recent meeting then.
Yeah, absolutely. In the upcoming months, the contractor is going to get started on updating for that first part of the landfill as you enter. So what residents can expect once this project is closer to completion, that the gate is going to move further up the dump road with the gatehouse there on the right-hand side. There will be designated laneways with waste drop-off areas into bins that residents will be pulling their vehicles up to instead of pulling right up onto the hill where the landfill area is. From there, they'll circle around and they'll drive by other areas where they can, again, drop off waste such as tires, metal, concrete, shingles, those types of things. And then an exciting part about this expansion is that we are allowing for the opportunity of stalls for recyclables and divertibles. That is something that once we get this part of the project completed, logistically we'll have to figure out how we're going to tackle implementing recyclables and divertibles. But again, it's something to look forward to and hoping to modernize the way that we get rid of waste in the community.
What's the timeline on at least that part of the expansion?
For this part of the expansion, council approved the contract last council meeting. And so what we can expect is that the contractor will get started and mobilized to site as soon as they can. They're working on the school zone project right now, so we could expect that it would start as early as September, if not earlier, if when the resources are available.
So in terms of starting to see those bins, that would be something maybe late fall or into the winter, people might start seeing that in use?
Yeah, exactly. So depending on the contractor's timelines and the way his scheduling goes, we can definitely start to expect to see some changes in how residents get rid of their waste in that area of the landfill.
And the actual work on setting that up, the construction, that sort of stuff, that's not going to require any closures at the landfill, though. People will still be able to come in and use it until the change in the way it works?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we can still accept residential waste at the landfill, for sure.
That certainly will alleviate some concerns. And again, also continuing in the process of trying to expand and build, I believe the term is cells, for more waste then as well.
Right, exactly. Sort of behind that big hill that if residents have been to the dump, they'd be aware, you know, you drive up a hill to drop off your waste. Instead, what'll happen is there's going to be a road constructed that'll go in and behind sort of that large hill, and the new cells will be dug out and filled in there. And then similar to how this landfill has worked, we'll continue to pile and level out as we go, but that will be off limits to residential users. They'll be expected to put their waste in the bin, and municipal staff will then take the waste from the bin to organize it into the cells at the back.
Okay, and is that part of the expansion something that is definitively moving forward? Does it still require permitting or approvals from some regulatory bodies? What's the situation on that front?
Yeah, so we are still waiting. There's a couple hectares of land that we're still waiting on the approval for. But otherwise, the expansion on that end is all systems go.
And we're going to pause the conversation there and conclude our discussion about infrastructure services projects in 2 weeks on July the 28th, of course, a Thursday. Next week, you will be hearing a discussion about the Lady Dunn Health Center Palliative Care Program's Memorial Butterfly release, as that is happening next week. So that will be airing next Town Talk 9:30 Thursday morning here on Jam FM.